Hey, welcome to Cooler Talk with Jeff, September 16th, 2005, Episode 3. What's going on, bitches? I'm back. It's episode 3, and you're listening to Cooler Talk with Jeff. Today on the show, a man loses more than 100 pounds on a cookie diet. A fucking cookie diet. I want to be part of that diet, so sign me up. Also on the show today, you ever had the question or had to ask somebody, hey, you got change for a dollar? Yeah, how about $800,000 worth of quarters coming right at you? More on that later on the show. Also on the show, I'll talk about the most stupidest bitch in the world. And, ring. Oh, let me get that. That's my cell phone. I have it up my ass. More on that later. So, what's been going on, audience? Good to see that the numbers for the Cooler Talk podcast have gone up. For all of you who have subscribed, thank you so much. And for those who have not listened or listened to the first time, I hope you enjoy this. Again, the music you just heard to was Boy Hits Car, and the song was called The Rebirth. And for those of y'all who listened to Podcast 1, you may remember that I had played that as an intro and an ending out music. But the reason I'm playing it again is because I had a lot of feedback saying that they wanted to know what that song was, who was singing it, so I decided to give it an encore. So, tonight, I'll go ahead and play it in its entirety somewhere towards the mid part of the show. Before I head and get started with the show, I want to go ahead and plug ProjectSpurs.com. They also have a podcast, which you can look up on iTunes under Project Spurs. I want to plug it, too, because I recently did another interview with them, and I also moonlight as one of their staff writers, so go ahead and check out their website. That's at projectspurs.com. Check out the article that I just submitted. Read it. Tell me you like it. Email me. Send me feedback. You want to tell me I suck? Go ahead. I just want to hear some feedback. Also, I want to remind everybody that on the website, coolertalkwithjeff.com, I have going on right now the Cooler Girl of the Month. And right now, if you head on out to the website, it is actress Persia White. I have gotten a few votes. I have gotten a vote for a model named Vita Guerra. I also gotten a vote for actress Catherine Bell. And another vote for, I believe, Paulina Rubio. She's a Latin singer. So go ahead and get there and get your votes in. Be good to exercise your right to vote. Demand your hotties on this website. Because I sure as hell like to see, you know, nice girl looking girl every month. But anyway, that's going to leave that up to you. So what's been going on? Well, a couple things have been going on. I recently went to get a haircut at the mall up here in New York. And let me tell you, I hate it. I hate it. It came out so fucking bad. I went in there for a trim, just a simple trim. And I went into the mall. And there was this place in the mall called American Cuts. I should have known it was just a factory of just them shaving everybody's head off that walked in and then just kicking them out so they can get the next stupid ass to pay their $22 fee just for a buzz cut. So anyway, I tell the woman, hey, I just want a trim. Don't leave it short. Okay, no problem. I shall give you haircut. I give you haircut. That's probably the horrible, you know, Russian accent I can make right now, but I give you haircut. So she gave me haircut, And she put the wrong guard. Again, gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about. Those guards and the buzz cuts. And she just buzzed off a chunk of my hair. And you should have seen the face I had after I saw this huge clump of my hair just fall to the ground. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Oh my God, sir. I am sorry. In comes the manager. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, don't worry. Sorry, sir. You won't have to pay. But yet I'm living with a patch of baldness on my head. Well, long story short, I ended up not paying for the haircut. I ended up telling the woman, just, you know what, make it look even. So I have close to no hair right now, and this sucks because it looks like I'm balding and I'm not balding. She tried to do her best. I mean, yeah, okay, Frank, she did her best. It was a mistake, but it was a very costly mistake at my expense. And now I'm walking around where it looks like the front part of my hair is so thinned out and the back part of my hair is so thick. Oh, it just looks like I'm balding. I hate this. And now I gotta wait till it grows back. So, too bad I can't wear baseball hats to work. I'd love to be doing that right now, but oh, it just looks terrible. And as soon as I get a digital camera, I'll put up a picture, hopefully soon, of me going bald. And if not, sorry, couldn't get one. So yeah, what else has been going on? Let me tell you guys about a story. Well, not a story, but something I saw on the way to work the other day. I live out in the Bronx, New York, and I have to travel into Manhattan, where I work. So I usually take the express bus. Well, the express bus, you know, cuts across, you know, more the non-traffic places, you know, the non-heavily, you know, driven streets of New York, and goes over highways to get you to your spot faster. Hence, express bus. So anyway, I'm taking it there, and it usually passes by Central Park. Well, for those New Yorkers listening in, or those who've never been in New York, they know that people tend to walk their dogs before going to work, and this is like early in the morning, you know, for you know, basically to walk them so they can go take a shit or take a leak. So you just see people walking around with their dogs. Some are jogging, some are just walking them for the dogs to go and take a crap. Well, the bus kind of hit like a spot where it wasn't really moving that fast. It was just going inching closer and closer and closer. You know, it was kind of actually a very heavy traffic area. I'm sitting in the chair next to the window, and I look outside the window, and I see, you know, a woman, you know, walking her little dog, you know, little pocket-sized dogs that these women, you know, buy nowadays. And she's talking to another woman who's also walking her dog. But again, the whole point of walking a dog is for them to go take a crap. She's talking to the woman, her friend, and she's just totally forgetting about the dog. So the dog wants to take a shit, but he can't because the woman won't stop to let the dog do his business. She's just talking and talking, yapping away while the dog is just there trying to stop at any type of post, fire hydrant, patch of grass, whatever. I guess the dog gave up, and the dog literally was squatting, just going with the flow, going with his master or her master, and just taking a crap while the woman was dragging the dog. So now the dog is leaving a trail of crap on the sidewalk, and everybody behind them that are walking, you know, the dogs are stopping by to start smelling the crap. And the dog, there was one dog that actually started to lick it up. It was freaking disgusting. But, I mean, poor dog. I mean, the woman is just talking to her friend. She totally forgot about her dog, and the dog needed to take care of her business. And the dog is just taking a crap everywhere he goes, just leaving streaks everywhere because the woman wouldn't stop. Oh, you should have seen the dog. It was just crouched up, you know, when they take a squat. But it was just in that one position and just, like, leaning back, and it was like being dragged, and it was just letting loose all the crap out of the street. It was hilarious. Oh my God, that was really good. That was really good. So hopefully you got a good laugh at that. And I guess, hey, let's get on with the show. Hey, this is pretty interesting. This comes out of Philadelphia. As everybody knows, that I've been trying to lose weight. And I feel like shooting myself now because this gentleman out of Philadelphia, exactly Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, went from weighing 312 pounds to 190 pounds. The guy lost 120 pounds. Did he put in a hard day's work at the gym? Nope. Did he totally start jogging every morning before he went to work and then increased his jogging during the weekend? No, not at all. Know what he did? He lost more than 100 fucking pounds on a cookie diet. Kid you not. Here's how the story goes. This gentleman from Philadelphia named Dave Pickle. That's funny, Dave Pickle. Said he ate 6 nutritious, filling, hunger-suppressing cookies a day. He's just eating cookies all day. And then ate a sensible dinner. And he actually got this weight loss plan from a Seagull Weight Management. And they medically supervised his diet. Here's what he had to say. The easiest part for me is that they said exactly what I could eat. There wasn't like there was any gray area. Okay, and he reached his goal of losing all that weight just eating cookies and one sensible meal. And now he's eating sensibly. I mean, for example, he went to Quiznos, but the guy ate nothing but cookies and he lost all that weight. And I guess his biggest problem now is all those freaking baggy clothes he has. It says that he went from a 44-inch waist down to a 36. And now, that's what he said in May. And now as we speak, his waistline is down to 32 freaking inches. That's smaller than mine. Apparently he looks radically different that when he's with his wife, people don't even recognize him. And they asked the wife if she's with her second husband. So I feel like a fucking idiot now. Here I am going to goddamn gym, you know, at least 5 times a week, trying to lose weight. And then here comes this fat ass weighing, what was that, 312 pounds? And he lost it just by eating cookies. Oh, this is just not right. I gotta start eating cookies. That's all I'm going to eat. I'm going to just crack open a bag of, Chips Ahoy and just sit back, relax, and enjoy them. Would you like an apple, Jeff? Nah. You got any cookies? Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, how's that going to fly, you know, at the dinner table? So, everybody, start cracking open the boxes of cookies. Enjoy and start losing weight, I guess, and eat a sensible meal. So head on out to Quiznos and get one of those outlet sandwiches with roast beef, melted cheddar cheese, stuffed with mayonnaise, you know, that's a sensible meal. So, not good. Not good at all. So, I'll be right back with the next story. God damn it. Damn it. Damn it, son of a bitch. Why wasn't I driving out there in Alabama? In case you didn't hear about this, this comes out of Hammondville, Alabama. There was a truck carrying tons of quarters that caught fire and spilled most of them on a highway. The truck was carrying 39,000 pounds of those new quarters, you know, those state quarters, and especially this was the Kansas quarters, and they were worth $800,000 worth of quarters just came spewing out onto the highway. I guess if you ever needed change, that was the perfect time to get some. Apparently, the rear of the armored truck that was going to Birmingham, Alabama, caught fire on Interstate 59 in Alabama. They got a quote here from the driver here. He says, "It's kind of surprising when you pull up on a fire call at 2:30 in the morning on the interstate and there are armor guards around the fire." The truck rider himself, he had a handgun. He went outside. He started just protecting, you know, the quarters everywhere, and apparently the fire was started by a grease fire that ignited in the rear tire, and it created a spark, and then it just spread on. And what happened was that the police called in a front end loader to scoop up the coins and deposit them in buckets. So this was just buckets. I mean, buckets of quarters flying everywhere. Yeah, it may not seem like quarters, but $800,000 worth of quarters. Imagine if you just grabbed one or two of those buckets worth. You make some, go get bank, cash that in, and get some pretty, a lot of money, I guess. What happened was Well, also then that they closed the highway down for 12 hours. This was being Interstate 59 out there in Alabama. Another truck from Colorado was headed to the wreck site to collect the quarters. So imagine you're driving and you're just down. And you look up at this guy and you go, please, I need help. God, give me a sign. Give me anything. And then cling, 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 everywhere on your car hood, on the window, on the windshields. You're running over these quarters, and it's $800,000 worth of quarters. What would you have done? I don't know about you, and I'm not going to lie. I would have gotten out, slammed on the brakes, pulled over to the shoulders, and just grab anything I can, a bag, a plastic bag. Hell, I would have taken off my shirt and just put the coins in there. Because, I mean, $800,000 worth of quarters just flying everywhere on the highway. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, it's on fire and it's just spewing out. I mean, go out there and get what you can. So, I know I'm probably sound like a freaking bad person for this, but I'm sorry. If I see $800,000 worth of quarters flying everywhere, you better damn well believe that I'm going to slam on my brakes, head on out there, and grab myself whatever I can. Okay, as promised, I'm going to go ahead and play the entire song by Boy Hits Car. And the name of this song is titled The Rebirth. So y'all stop bugging me to play this song. Okay, you're getting it. So shut your goddamn mouth now. All right. Just kidding, listeners. Still send me that feedback. But anyway, take a listen. I know y'all have been waiting for this. So again, this is Boy Hits Car. The name of the song is called The Rebirth. Enjoy. God, that is just one goddamn great fucking song. Doesn't it get you amped? Doesn't it get you freaking amped to go to the gym or beat somebody's face in? Okay, I'm going nuts now, but that's not what I mean. But it's just a very hype song. You know, I love it. Love it. So you definitely got to find you know, where they sell this CD. Again, just one more time. The name of the band is called Boy Hits Car, and the name of that particular song was called The Rebirth. So, damn good song. So there you have it. So I know y'all been wanting it, so gave it to you. And if you, that reminds me, if you do have any other requests for other songs that I may have, just, you know, shoot me an email. Again, go to my website, coolertalkwithjeff.com. There's a link there that allows you to email me. So shoot me an email and feedback and your vote for Cooler Girl of the Month. So after all that, let's continue on with the water cooler talk. The next story I got here for y'all comes out of Tokyo, Japan. The headline reads, "Woman complains to cop after hitman she hired fails to get the job done." I call this the most stupidest bitch in the world. Yes, I said it. Here how it goes. Again, this is out of Tokyo. Okay, you gotta follow the bouncy ball here. There was a woman who hired a hitman to murder the wife of her lover. So basically she wants to kill that wife's husband. So what happened was she hires this guy to kill the wife of her lover. The guy doesn't do it. And then she goes to the police and complains about it when he didn't do the job. And has been arrested along with the hitman. Da-da-da-da, the most stupidest woman in the world. Since this is out of Tokyo, Japan, I'm probably going to screw up all these last names. You know how they got those last names like Toyota and Honda and Mitsubishi, but I'll try. Apparently, the murderous intentions of Eriko Kawaguchi, and by the way, she was a Tokyo Fire Department employee, came to light when she complained to the police that the hitman she hired didn't carry out the job, although she paid him about 15 million yen. I don't know what that converts into American money, but it sounds like a lot. Apparently, she had found out that the wife had gave birth, and she felt betrayed. Yeah, she's the one feeling betrayed by her lover. The one should be feeling betrayed now is the wife. But anyway, you know, hey, she got into it, so she knew what was up. Going on here. Apparently, she phoned the hitman. Again, his name is Takaharu Tabe. I think I did that right. After she... this is the funniest part. After she read his webpage on the internet last night seeking jobs to go out and kill other people. This guy had a damn website and basically saying hitman for hire. She then, the woman then met the hitman and basically said, okay, you know what? I need you to murder the wife of my lover. You know, throughout the contractual relationship between her and the hitman, you know, she paid him the money. And all the cost of tailing and keeping watch on the lover. So, how, you know, the article even goes on to say how the guy was going to kill him. The guy, Tabe, offered to murder the lover, the target, by taking her, the wife, on a motorbike into a tunnel and then pouring poisonous bacteria all over her. What a way to go. You know, the hitman was then showed photos of the home and the working place of the woman. So, I mean, they really went all out. He even gave white powder to the woman who hired the hitman and said he was going to use it to murder the wife. I know it sounds confusing, but, you know, I'll put this link on my show notes and y'all can read it yourself. And you know, but hey, there was a good ending. The woman was never murdered. She was never attacked. And she gave birth. So now what's going on is that the police out there in Tokyo are now grilling this guy for the possibility of other murderous contacts. So, wow. Talk about a woman scorned. Well, just even talk about her being the most, just being a moron. I mean, she was caught in a rock and a hard place. If the guy doesn't do the job, the hitman doesn't do the job, you know, she loses out on all her money. But yet she can't go to the police because then look what happens. But I guess she was just so irate and is so involved in this whole setup that she had to complain to somebody. But she goes and complains to the damn police and she gets arrested along with the hitman. So, you know, women, you can't live with them, can't live without them. This is going to be probably one of the most funniest articles you will hear ever on one of my podcasts. If you ever want to borrow somebody's cell phone, take a good whiff of it first. Check it out. Kind of pass it by your nose really fast to make sure it wasn't stolen. You know, because if it smells like shit, it probably was stolen. And let me explain. There is a Romanian woman, okay, that was caught by the police as she was stealing cell phones while in a bus. And basically, she was going around, you know, taking cell phones away from people in their pockets, you know, and just basically stealing mobile phones. Okay? They stopped her. The Romanian police stopped her, okay? And after the search, the physical search of her, they couldn't find the phone. The police then decided to call the number and, you know, for it to ring to see where on her body is it, or did she throw it somewhere, or did she hide it somewhere that they overlooked in the quick search they did? Okay, so they dial. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Ring. Ring. Where's the ringing coming from, ma'am? It's on you. I know it's on you. I can hear it on you. Guess where the hell it was coming from? It was coming from up her fucking ass. She shoved it in her ass to hide it from the police. The police said that all they heard was a muffled ringing. Get it? Muffled ringing coming from under the woman's dress. Then she was taken to the police station where a strip search was conducted, okay? And it was revealed that she had hidden it up her fucking ass. I mean, she must have crammed that in her ass. If she has a boyfriend, I bet he's probably one of the luckiest guys in the world, you know, to be taking that kind of poundage up her butthole, you know, so, you know, those conjugal visits are going to be feeling really good, you know, and especially if he wasn't getting any, you know, up her ass, because now he can always hold this against her, saying, "You're willing to put a phone up your ass, why don't you take my cock up your ass?" But anyway, the officer who arrested him said that, and I quote, "We've had people hiding things in their bra, hiding them in their underwear, but this was a new one." And before I end this article here, you got to hear the last sentence of this article. Okay, officer goes on to say, "The station doctor extracted the phone and we sprayed it with disinfectant before handing it back to its owner." Oh my God, imagine if the owner of that phone, even though you can spray it with Lysol, you can wipe it down with some sort of, you know, antiseptic rag or something, it'll never be the same because you know your cell phone was up inside a woman's ass. I mean, if you're into that, but I mean, as for me, no way, I am not into that. And it doesn't matter how many times you probably dipped it in bleach or something, you know mentally that every time you pick up that phone and you put it right next to your ear and it's real close to your mouth, and you're thinking, what if they missed the spot? That'd be so disgusting. So, people, yeah, we've asked somebody to borrow their phone, take a whiff of it. It may stink. If it stinks a little bit like butt, maybe it's stolen. And especially us New Yorkers who take the subways and we have our cell phones kind of hanging out all the time, it can be easily stolen and hidden up somebody's ass. So, just be careful out there, people, and stop hiding phones up butts. That's not right, you know, because we're going to be tormented by that. All right, everybody, that seems to be the show. Again, let me go ahead and ask y'all to please subscribe to my show. You can find it on iTunes. It's been fun. It's been really good these past three podcasts, and let's keep it going. Let's get some more subscribers, get some more feedback going. Again, I want to go ahead and plug ProjectSpurs.com. Go check out their website and subscribe to the podcast that they have. Come out to the Cooler website. Again, that's www.coolergirlwithjeff.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, I wish I had the Cooler Girl with Jeff right now, because then I'd be really happy. No, it's coolertalkwithjeff.com. Gee, I wonder where my mind is. I was probably with Persia right now. Persia, please, Persia, hey, come over. Anyway, yeah, head on out to Cooler Girl. Think of me, I'm doing it again. coolertalkwithjeff.com. And vote for the Cooler Girl of the Month. And this will be for the month of October. Again, some votes are in. It's a 3-way tie. Will your vote break the tie? Who knows? Why don't you go out there and give me your vote? It's been fun. Hope you enjoyed the articles. And again, I'll give you a little more snippet of the music that was played today. And talk to you guys later. Be safe. And no cramming cell phones up anybody's ass. That's really disgusting. Talk to y'all next week. Laters.